This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
AP Top 25 is officially out for week two of the college football season. Moving right along here, Jason. Ohio State is your new number one. Not a shock at all, beating the previous number one ranked Texas Longhorns. You know, that's just the way that the system works. You know, the I guess maybe not, because some would argue that Penn State should be number one, but I'm fine with it. I'm fine with leapfrogging Penn State, because Penn State played slappy. And when you play slappies, you know, they don't mean anything.
That's right.
So I'm cool with that. So Ohio State number one, Penn State number two. LSU moves all the way up to number three for winning at Clemson.
Big rise.
How many spots is that?
What was LSU? Eight? Don't give me a
lie. They were like ninth, weren't they?
Eight, ninth, somewhere in there.
Yeah. And Clemson was fourth.
LSU was ninth.
Yeah.
So they jumped six spots.
Six, that's right. All the way up to number three. Georgia four. Miami jumps up five spots to number five with their win over Notre Dame, which we have not talked a ton about. You know, it got very hairy there, you would say, for them at the end of that game. If not for that ridiculous touchdown catch, they probably lose.
Ooh, what a catch.
I mean, I as good as Beck may have played on the whole, he got away with a couple of, you know, ridiculous throws.
He did.
I mean, they're
unbelievable grab.
I mean, yeah, that was one-handed. Legitimately Odell Beckham Jr.
It was.
And it's like the same layout, you know. But Miami all the way up to five, Oregon six, Texas seven, Clemson eight, Notre Dame nine, South Carolina 10. We were talking about Texas. They go from number one all the way down to number seven for losing at Ohio State.
It's too big a drop for me, going on the road, losing a game within a touchdown of Ohio State to drop six spots to seven.
Right.
I realize there's a lot of disappointment there, particularly as it relates to Arch and all the hype. And hype about this Texas team that ended the preseason number one for the first time in school history. But that is too much of a drop. I would still have Texas ahead of Georgia. I like the LSU jump. I think they deserve that for going out on the road and beating number four. I would have Texas behind LSU and ahead of Georgia.
Yeah, fair enough.
And that's too far a drop.
I agree with that. Punitive for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Do I really think South Carolina's a top 10 team?
Oh, boy.
I don't know, man.
Early on, I didn't know.
I'm not sure they are. I think Virginia Tech is pathetic, and they're the beneficiaries, but we'll see over the course of an SEC season. No real surprises elsewhere. I mean, you got SMU 17th. We used to care about SMU, not anymore. Ole Miss is 20th.
Yep.
Tennessee 22. Alabama dropped all the way to 21. Well, they were eighth, maybe.
Alabama was number eight,
and they have dropped. I think they should consider themselves quite fortunate to still be in the top 25, because I can make a case that they should not be. Memphis did receive votes, which I think would. I don't care about doing the math here on what it would put them in as a number, but you know they're there. They're in the
other. Can't be ahead of South Florida, right?
They are definitely not. They are third in the American.
Okay.
They are behind South Florida, behind Tulane.
Got it.
And then they're just ahead of Navy.
So they've adjusted to, for South Florida, pushed them to the top.
That's exactly
clearly right. of the AAC.
So, I mean, we've talked a lot about the disappointments. All on the whole, whose performance this weekend did you come away saying that was the best?
Interesting.
Individual or team. I mean, either one.
I think it's Brian Kelly and LSU because I do still have high expectations for that Clemson team. Still expected to make the playoffs as the ACC champ. And this was a pressurized win for Brian Kelly, who was winless in openers at LSU.
Yep.
Who everyone is saying, look, the previous two coaches won national championships. That's what we brought you here for. Remember, he left Notre Dame under the guise that, you know, I've ceilinged out here. And then so you also have the optics of Marcus Freeman taking it higher.
Yep.
So you go to LSU, it's time to get going to perform like that, especially the way their defense did. I thought, I'm trying to think. We're talking team, not individual.
Yeah.
Yeah, LSU going, and the rise six spots are indicative of what seemed to, you know, they're with me. That was the most impressive thing of the weekend.
Yeah,
and I guess you could say Ohio State. I guess, but
I mean, yeah, Ohio State. That was they're at home. And
you're
they
at home.
You know, it was a you pick 'em.
You went on the road and beat four. That's and give all credit to Mike Norvell, Miles on the OC, the run game, how physical they were against Bama. That was at home.
Yeah.
And so I will say LSU what they did most impressive.
Yeah, I mean, I think
you put me on the spot there.
No, I think it's
the right answer.
You know, I mean, I could make a case for the TCU quarterback yesterday. I mean, I thought he just carved that damn defense up. I mean, I know he had help from the run game, but just as a whole, I thought he looked really good. Hoover,
mm-hmm.
Josh Hoover, 284 yards. He did have one stupid pick on a screen, but other than that, you know, 27-36, 284. I mean. You know, that TCU offense was just humming. I mean, that was a beatdown, and they forced North Carolina into complete submission. You know, again, I would say
I know it was Thursday, and it's a lower level than these top 10 matchups we're talking about, but what South Florida did to Boise State was pretty impressive
yeah,
as well. That
yeah.
one was at home, yeah. so you had Boise State coming to, you know, to see you in the humidity and everything else. But
yeah.
They reset our thinking in a way.
Yep.
Tulane may still be the team to beat.
Yep.
But they have forced their way up into the conversation in a way that was very impressive. And
yes.
now you got to play Florida, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So they're now a part of the college football conversation that I was not banking on.
Yeah.
But shout out to Golish and those guys.
Yeah.
You know.
It did age very well over the course of the weekend. There's no doubt.
Yeah, that was impressive.
I would say he didn't necessarily jump off the entire page, but That freshman Miami receiver, Malachi Toney,
mm-hmm.
Wow. Six catches, 82 yards, a touchdown as a freshman. That dude is going to be great. I mean, he
saw Michael Irvin's down there on
yeah.
the sideline going nuts.
I also got to say, they didn't win, but the damn Notre Dame quarterback, man, he showed some.
Carr after an ugly start.
Yeah, yeah. Couldn't have been
got
worse.
Got him back in. Like
but, I
said.
Mean, he made some big-time plays for them
yep.
late. You know, again, had that stupid screen pick. I mean, you saw a couple of those over the weekend. Just like, why is everybody throwing picks in the screens? Yeah, I thought you know he didn't get a lot of help from his run game. His Jeremiah Love and company. You know, he kind of had to grind. He was responsible for three touchdowns. So I think he showed, hey, there could be life after Riley Leonard up there in South Bend.
Well, I got one more for you. It's Tommy Castellanos. After
yeah.
what he said in the offseason that Nick Saban wasn't going to be able to see Alabama. Going to be able to save Alabama in this game. He said that in the offseason. Folks thought he was setting Florida State up for disaster, and he didn't go do anything but go out there and back it up. That guy, he's not, you know, a lot of the he got benched last year at BC. A lot of talk about is how tough he is. Dude,
yep.
he made plays out there for Mike Norvell. And so, you know, a year after having a bad quarterback situation and getting fooled with your boy, DJ, I think he's got him an absolute stud that backed up his talk, his offseason talk in Castellanos. That was impressive.
I mean, you would say that overall, on the whole, Mike Norvell should, you know, be a guy that gets the benefit of the doubt because every time he's had a good quarterback, he's been good. I guess that's true of anybody, but I think even if he had the Alabama quarterback, Ty Simpson, you know, he would have been able to get that win on Saturday.
That he needed that win, but you're reminded you know, last year sort of, man, it was so bad. It almost, you dismiss the 12-0 season that he had and the success that he's had. But it was the fifth win for him. He's starting his sixth year. Fifth win for him over an SEC team.
I mean, that's pretty damn good. It really is. And,
you know, as hot as we said his seat was, he's had success down there. He had the one remarkable season.
Yep.
Quarterback goes out. It's an absolute tragedy. Gets hurt. And then last year is a debacle. But, that was an impressive win over an Alabama team that many had said, this team's going to win the SEC. Mm-hmm. The boys are going to take off in this year. No.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was just and it was the way they did it, how they out-physicaled the SEC.
Yeah.
And used a run game. Malzahn's run game to beat him up. It was the way they did it. Very impressive for Florida State.
Well, you know,
got a stud. Got a dude at quarterback. I don't know about a stud. He's not some stud passer or anything else, but he's a man. Get it done. He was 9-14 for 152.
Yeah. So the
16 for
the thing that people are going to have to realize too, because we've gotten used to this, you know, in college football and college basketball, you just buy the coach out, right? Like you just spend the money and you do it. Whether it's $50 million to get rid of this guy or $65 million to get rid of that guy. I think those days are probably behind us because schools can't afford to do that anymore. You have this rev share that you have to come up with every single year for $20 million now, that you didn't used to have to come up with. You used to not have to worry about paying anybody anything, you know? Now, if I fire Kalen DeBoer after this year, I'm going to owe this dude $60 million that I'm going to have to pay, you know, over X amount of time. Now, look, I'm an SEC team. You know, I got it, but it's just $7, $8, $9, $10 million that otherwise probably would have gone to my athletes in some way, shape, or form that I now have to give to him. And I mean, however you want to spin it, you got it, you don't got it. It's just money that would have otherwise gone to improving your program,
right,
that is now going to just line the pockets of a guy that wasn't good enough.
With no promise of the next guy digging you out of
100%. You got to pay him too. So really it becomes, I mean, it's a multifaceted problem now because, yeah, you used to have to do that too, but you didn't have to come up with $20 million a year, and that number will go up. That number will continue to go up throughout. So it does kind of change the calculus for these schools now. It's like, yeah, I think in 2010, this guy would already be on the hot seat.
He's already lost four games to unranked teams. Nick did lost four the entire time he was there.
100%. He would earn 90% of his remaining deal in monthly installments if he is fired without cause. So he's 8 months in the second year of his deal, which means that if his if he's fired during the regular season is $63 million. If he's fired on December 1st, 2025, he would be owed $60 million in monthly installments.
They're stuck like Chuck.
And, you know,
they're stuck. They can. They won't do it this year.
It's just never been more important in terms of like getting the hire right. I mean, because you can't just, all right, this is like Billy Clyde Gillespie at Kentucky basketball. We could just fire him and it's over. We'll go get it. We'll go get Cal. You know, it's different now. You can't do both and expect to still have top five recruit. Because I think he brought in what the fourth best recruiting class. You cannot fire these coaches and pay them X amount of money and still expect to sign top five recruiting classes, because you're going to get outbid by Oregon, who still likes their coach. You're going to get outbid by Ohio State. So, you know, we'll go down the list, right? Yep. Texas, you're going to lose. So if you get it wrong, you really get it wrong. And you basically have to wait till the guy's contract runs out.
Yep.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A message from a former New Yorker, presented by Street Easy.
We left Brooklyn Heights in 2021, and we miss it. We went from sharing a neighborhood with a few celebrities to sharing a neighborhood with my wife's parents.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.